Follow deep into the sunken palace, for here in the darkness the Thonic monster waits, submerged in the blood-red waters of the lagoon that reflects no stars. When Langdon stood and stepped back over the stanchions, Mirsat was glaring up at him with a look of alarm and betrayal on his face. Langdon stood almost a foot taller than the Turkish guide. "Mirsat," Langdon began, "I'm sorry. As you can see, this is a very unusual situation. I don't have time to explain, but I have a very important question to ask you about this building." Mirsat managed a weak nod.
"Okay."
"Here at Dandolo's tomb, we can hear a rivulet of water flowing somewhere under the stone. We need to know where this water flows." Mirsat shook his head.
"I don't understand. Water can be heard beneath the floors everywhere in Hagia Sophia."
Everyone stiffened.
"Yes," Mirsat told them, "especially when it rains. Hagia Sophia has approximately 100,000 square feet of rooftops that need to drain, and it often takes days. And usually it rains again before the drainage is complete. The sounds of trickling water are quite common here. Perhaps you are aware that Hagia Sophia sits on vast caverns of water. There was a documentary, even, which..."
"Yes, yes," Langdon said, "but do you know if the water that is audible here at Dandolo's tomb flows somewhere specific?"
"Of course," Mirsat said. "It flows to the same place that all the water shedding from Hagia Sophia flows, to the city cistern."
"No," Bruder declared, stepping back over the stanchion. "We are not looking for a cistern. We are looking for a large underground space, perhaps with columns?"
"Yes," Mirsat said. "The city's ancient cistern is precisely that. A large underground space with columns. Quite impressive, actually. It was built in the 6th century to house the city's water supply. Nowadays it contains only about 4 feet of water, but..."
"Where is it?"
Bruder demanded, his voice echoing across the empty hall.
"The cistern?" Mirsat asked, looking frightened. "It's a block away, just east of this building."
He pointed outside.
"It's called Yerbatan Sarayi."
"Sarayi?" Langdon wondered. "As in Topkapi Sarayi?" Signage for the Topkapi Palace had been ubiquitous as they were driving in. "But doesn't Sarayi mean palace?"
Mirsat nodded.
"Yes. The name of our ancient cistern is Yerbatan Sarayi. It means the sunken palace."